In Grand Junction, I'm Christina. This is CPR News. In western Colorado, the Grizzly Creek Fire has forced the evacuation of the area of No Name on the western edge of Glenwood Canyon. Interstate 70 remains closed through the canyon, with no estimate for reopening. The family of Elijah McClain has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city of Aurora. The suit also names several police officers and paramedics who they allege are responsible for the 23-year-old's death last summer. McClain was stopped by police as he was walking home from a store. In the following altercation, he was put into a chokehold and administered a powerful sedative. He was taken off life support several days later. Colorado is now accepting applications for the state's new redistricting commissions. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the new system for drawing Colorado's congressional and state legislative districts 2 years ago. Each commission will have a dozen members, split equally between unaffiliated voters and members of the major political parties. People will have until early November to get their applications in. If chosen, they'll preside over public meetings around the state and then craft the maps based on the latest data from the U.S. Census. The next redistricting process is expected to have particularly high stakes because Colorado's population has grown enough that the state is likely to gain an eighth U.S. House seat. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Fire danger remains high across Colorado today. Right now, it's 90 degrees in Denver, 78 in Vail.